proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. As we look at Isaiah chapter 14 and the devil's declared ambitions, we see that his final statement was this: I will be like the Most High. Though imitation might constitute the sincerest form of flattery, the devil did not assert this out of his admiration for God. Instead, his declaration reflected his desire to supplant God and indeed become God. Satan employed the same strategy against Eve in the Garden of Eden. On that occasion, he told her that, quote, God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil, unquote. A statement recorded in the third chapter of the book of Genesis. The devil's enticement formed one of the bases for Eve's decision to transgress God's commandment. Since she perceived the fruit of the tree as something, quote, to be desired to make one wise, unquote. The Hebrew phrase El Elyon is translated as the Most High God. It generally denoted the exalted position which God occupied in the universe. In Psalm 97, for instance, that writer proclaimed that, quote, Thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods, unquote. However, the expression Most High had specific meanings as well. In certain contexts where God is described as the Most High, the writer sought to emphasize God's ownership of the earth. In the 14th chapter of Genesis, Melchizedek the priest blessed Abraham, alluding to, quote, the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, unquote. Moses described God as, quote, the Most High, unquote, in Deuteronomy chapter 32. He did this in connection with God's dividing the earth amongst the nations, a sovereign act of God's will. The phrase El Elyon, the Most High, could also allude to God as sovereign over the earth and its inhabitants. The writer of Psalm 47 exclaimed that, quote, the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth, unquote. Even pagans such as Balaam the prophet, Numbers 24. Pagans such as Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and Daniel chapter 4. Even such men came to the realization that God ruled over human affairs. Furthermore, the expression Most High God pointed to God's divine power. David exalted that trait in 2 Samuel chapter 22. When he stated that, quote, the Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice, and he sent out arrows and scattered them, and lightning, and discomfited them, unquote. The writer of Psalm 57 declared that, quote, I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me, unquote. The devil had several objects in view when, according to Isaiah 14, he declared, I will be like the Most High. Satan wanted to own the entire earth in his own right and overthrow the statement in Psalm 24 which declared that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Satan wanted to exercise legitimate authority over human lives, not usurped authority. The devil wanted to possess supreme power over all things, just as God does. However, the devil will have failed to achieve this aspiration. God will not allow any created being, no, not Lucifer himself, who became Satan. God will not allow any created being to usurp his place. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.